Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome, everybody. In about 15 minutes, another keyword will be revealed. You'll have a chance at some inflation bonus cash money. Just follow the instructions that go with that word coming up around 3:20. A couple of hours ago, old Joe Biden came out. This was not scheduled until results today apparently were better than they expected. And he decided to hold a press conference where he droned on for over an hour about anything and everything that reporters wanted to ask him. The situation right now on the national scene, as far as control of government in Washington, D.C., the Senate's the one that's really a wild one. There's 100 seats. And at the moment, what seems to be set are 48 Republican and 48 Democrat. By the way, there were a lot of seats that were not up for election, so they weren't going to change anyway. There's a few races left. And in Arizona, it's a Democrat who's leading. In Alaska, bizarrely, it's because they had this ranked choice voting. It's two Republicans. But some people consider Lisa Murkowski kind of a turncoat traitor, rhino. Anyway, it's her or another Republican that's going to win that seat, because they've got almost all of the vote. There's one Democrat with 10%. So that's probably going to be a Republican seat. If they get the Nevada seat, the Republicans would be at 50. However, if the Democrats get the Arizona seat and they get the Georgia seat, guess what? 50-50! Yay! Isn't that what we just lived under for 2 years? Georgia is a weird situation, too, because under their rules, you have to get 50% plus one vote to be considered the winner. And neither Raphael Warnock or Herschel Walker is doing that right now. They're just at 49 point whatever. There was a third candidate there, in case you were curious. I thought there must be, and there is.
There's a Libertarian candidate.
There is, and he polled, let's see, what does it say here?
2%, I think.
Yes, 2.1%, 81,000. Chase Oliver, 81,000 votes, so... He's definitely keeping one of them probably from getting to 50%.
It's likely to be 50-50, and if Herschel Walker
He'll be out in the runoff in December, so
right.
Yes.
And if Herschel Walker wins, then it'll be 51-49. Now,
that is possible.
Okay.
That's right.
So here's the way I'm looking at it, and apparently I'm the only one.
Oh.
Just for the sake of argument, let's say Herschel Walker wins. So the Republicans have the Senate 51-49. They're going to have the House. And instead of, they hoped they were going to get in the 230s, right? Or 240.
Yeah, they're not going to do
that. They're going to get in the 220s. But they're going to run the House. So at the end of this, if the Republicans have the House and the Senate, then what are they crying about today?
They thought they were really going to run the board here.
But it doesn't matter. Control is control.
What I don't understand, it's back to the damn polls. If 75% of the people yesterday in that polling were angry going to vote, why did they vote for the same people?
Same problem we have here.
I don't get it. One analyst I said, well, they just looked at the Republican side and said, I'll stick with crap.
It's hard to explain because there's almost 500 races. So each race has its own dynamics. Each state, each region has its own issues, their own personalities.
Yeah.
But one of the problems in the Senate races, and everybody's been talking about this, is that Trump bullied state Republican parties with his slate of candidates. And he basically threatened to destroy any other Republican opponents in each of these states. And there were some big name Republican governors who decided they weren't going to run for Senate because they were not approved by Trump and they didn't want to deal with his nonsense. Governor of Arizona was like that. Governor of New Hampshire was another one. And they either got out of politics or they ran for another office.
Right.
In New Hampshire, the guy ran for re-election. So Trump was bullying everybody, and people are easily intimidated, right? Because they don't want to be given a bad nickname. That's really what it is. That's really what it is. Oh, you might call me names. And suddenly we're back in the schoolyard again. So if you don't have the courage, and yeah, I voted for Trump twice, but he's pushing you around, telling you and your party what to do. Push back at him. But bully back a little. I mean, grow a pair. The hell? Maybe you shouldn't be. I mean, what kind of a leader are you going to be if you're not willing to get into a public fight with Donald Trump?
That maybe he'll change his mind in the next week and decide not to run.
So, and you know, his bias is celebrities. Oz. Which I never could believe that the guy was actually running to be a senator. The first time I heard it, I thought it was a gag. I really did. And Trump's followers in Pennsylvania pushed out the normal candidate, right? Guy's probably boring. Can't remember his name, in fact. Same thing happened in Georgia. You know, Herschel Walker, you give it to a football player, who really, most of the time, could not. I mean, he was like Joe Biden. He couldn't string three sentences together. And I've never seen so many incoherent people in public life between Biden, Herschel Walker, Fetterman. It's like, now suddenly you don't even have to be able to speak clearly to win office. It's an interesting turn, but it's time for people to turn away from Trump. Don't go by his endorsements. All right, he's still fixated on the 2020 election. He was great for those 4 years he was president. I think he's lost his mind. I think he's getting dementia too. He's another one, too old. All right. God's sakes, if he carries on about that election one more day, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't stand it.
Did you see who wrote an editorial today for the Wall Street Journal?
Who?
Mike Pence, who recounts what happened back when Trump was contesting the election and wanted Pence to do something as the president of the Senate. Remember all that?
Yeah.
Well, you get Pence's inside story. The one line that sticks out for me is they were having a back and forth about whether or not he can do what they wanted him to do, which is basically sending the results back to the states, the elector results. And Pence was saying, constitutionally, I can't do that. And apparently the line, that it's a quote from Pence that supposedly Trump said to him, oh, Mike, why do you have to be so honest? And he kept saying to him, you're going to go down in history as a wimp. You don't want that. You can be the man to step up here. That does sound like Trump, doesn't it?
See, and Pence actually showed a lot of courage. I mean, he was willing to face down Trump, even though they were coming to hang him.
Yes.
I mean, how many other guys, once they saw the noose, would say, oh, well, all right, we can talk. We can negotiate.
I think their parting words when they were leaving the White House, Pence just said to Trump, and this is typical, I'll pray for you. Pence is a religious man, Trump, far from it. So,
well, all right, if you look at his record, like, Trump was a winner in 2016. Barely, but he won.
Yes.
2018, he lost Congress, House and Senate. 2020, he lost the election. 2022, he backs all these nuts, and
do so well.
Right. So,
no.
Not too many losses. Getting too old, and he's getting now too crazy. It's destructive crazy. Beyond the normal destructive crazy he was.
there's a report that he is furious with his inner circle, including Melania, for getting him to back Oz for the Pennsylvania Senate seat.
Yeah, and I'm sick of it. It's not my fault, somebody else's. I can't stand that in people. Makes me crazy. Melania made me back Oz. Say that out loud. It's Melania's fault for making me back Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz!
Oh, the Republican was Dave McCormick. That was his name.
That was the guy.
Oz's primary opponent.
Yeah, he was a normal guy, probably would have won.
Wow. Yeah, especially considering the condition Fetterman was in. Yeah, I have a couple of relatives in Pennsylvania. They couldn't vote for Oz. That's what they told me.
No, because he's a goof. He's a cartoon character. You can Google this stuff. They've done reviews of some of the crazy stuff he was selling on the show. It was just quackery.
So Biden apparently had the best midterms in 20 years. That's why they're coming out somewhat happy today. It's again those damn polls that we all say are. Man. You know what did happen? And I saw this last night. Some of the results. Younger people did show up in bigger numbers than they normally do at a midterm election. They might show up to vote for president, but midterms, a lot of younger people, talking about under 40, just tune out.
There were a lot of Republican-aligned polls that came out in the final days that were making all kinds of crazy claims. And they all turned out to be wrong. So I guess the Republicans decided to play the game that the Democrats usually do, where they produce biased polls to create excitement and momentum and energy and headlines. So the Republicans did it too. But in the end, they were wrong, just like the Democratic polls were wrong in previous years. Polling is now used as a weapon. It's not used as a statistical science to project.
The old advice they give is if you start putting out really good-looking polls, your voters may decide, it's in the bag.
Yeah.
I don't have to vote. I don't have to turn out. All right, we got more coming up. You're going to get the keyword for a chance at some, $1,000 in the inflation bonus cash monies. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. In some of the high-profile governor's races, this one here was not, as we told you, Gavin Newsom was projected the winner at about a minute or two after 8 o'clock last night in the state of California. Got one really ticked off listener, I think, down in San Diego. I just voted. How can he be the winner already? That's not even possible. Well, it is.
People really don't understand how that game works.
They think you have to sit there and count all the votes beginning at 8 o'clock.
No, the news organizations do exit polling during the day. And when a candidate has a big enough lead, they declare him the winner.
Plus, there's mail-in vote that was already counted.
Yeah.
So ballots were cast, and maybe not a high percentage, but enough to give you an idea what might happen.
That wasn't much of a limb to go out on, declaring Newsom the winner immediately.
I'm afraid in Oregon, it's a Democrat that is going to win that race. Tina Kotek is projected the winner of the Oregon governor's race. And yes, Kathy Hochul has been elected on her own as the governor of New York State. She held off a surging congressman named Lee Zeldin and all the furor about crime in that state.
Well, the way that goes now, if that's who you're going to vote for, people in New York City went big for Kathy Hochul. And it's like, hey, you know what? Then when you get pushed into the subway in front of a train, you can only blame yourself. You don't want to vote for politicians who are going to enforce the law and put prisoners away. Good luck waiting for the next subway train.
Yeah, New York copied us with like a no bail law a couple of years ago. She was lieutenant governor then. It has resulted in a miserable lack of criminal justice in that state. And New York City, of course, sees the worst of it because the worst crime is often in the blue cities. And you're right. She was denying that. She was acting like you're just exaggerating.
Is it Stockholm syndrome with a lot of these progressives? They see, right, the same things the rest of us normal people see.
They consider it collateral damage. I can still remember the Milwaukee DA. I'll never forget this quote. He's the only one of these progressive crowd that came out and admitted it. Yeah, if I go soft on a guy and release him and he commits a murder, that's horrible, but I'm not going to change what I'm doing.
Because he doesn't care if people get murdered.
He just believes that's kind of collateral damage.
Right.
Because he thinks that 90% of the guys that he goes soft on won't do that. The one that does,
Statistically, that's false. And that's been proven false.
Just throwing that out as the way of trying to explain his rationale.
I have.
He admitted it, though. People are going to die from my policies. Oh, well. I still believe it's the right thing to do.
And he's still the DA up there.
Yeah, he is still the DA. He had the guts to admit it. The rest of these DAs, they don't tell you that that's exactly the result of their policy.
So why do people want to live in an area where there's clearly a lot of crime and violent crime, bad crime, and where people are not going to be punished very much, and they're going to be back out to do it again, and the DA is okay if they do it again? The DA is okay if you get murdered by the guy he just released. Now, why would you vote for that? All the months and months of campaigning, all the shows I've seen, I haven't seen anybody ask those questions of the locals. Why would you vote for that?
Now, two other Democrats who ran for governor, considered stars of the party, just don't win elections. Stacey Abrams loses again in Georgia to the same guy she lost to 4 years ago. And that star, Beto O'Rourke, well, he extinguished, losing to Republican Greg Abbott in Texas. Apparently now O'Rourke has spent $164 million in his third attempt in 4 years to win an election.
Of other people's money.
Yeah, I don't think the O'Rourke family is that wealthy.
$164 million.
Oh, he raised $80 million from Google in 2018.
What is it about? Because I read a couple of stories where they went through all the fawning headlines from magazines like Vanity Fair and GQ. You know, those glossy, cool, trendy magazines.
Yes.
And he was...
To tell you that he's Kennedy-esque?
How cool he is. And how he's the future. And they did that three election cycles in a row, and he lost three times in a row.
Apparently he does get a lot of out-of-state money. You're right. They're taken with him.
Right. But you know, if this guy was running, I mean, out here he'd probably win, right? But he keeps running in Texas. And he announced one day he was gonna confiscate everybody's... assault rifle. IR-15. Well, now you're going to lose. I don't understand him. I don't understand the fawning over him. I mean, he's never accomplished anything in his life. He just seems cool to this crowd. This progressive crowd has a completely different brain that I'm trying to understand. They don't care if they get murdered, and they're enamored by people who have certain types of superficial attractiveness or certain kind of cool personality. And it doesn't, they don't care if they're dumb as rocks or have, you know, infantile beliefs. I just don't get it.
Stacey Abrams says she's running again. I don't know what O'Rourke does now.
Oh, they're good.
He ran for senator, he ran for governor, lost both.
He ought to move to another state and go run. You're not winning in Texas with whatever you're selling.
Right. I don't know.
Something's wrong with people.
Something's really
wrong with people. I mean, did our water, did the Russians poison our water? This defies any analysis.
Yeah. They're saying that in New York, at least, the fact that Lee Zeldin made quite a run at Kathy Hochul, it got a lot of New Yorkers to come out and vote more than they would for a Republican in years. And it may have helped in some congressional races.
Yeah.
That's kind of the fallout from this. And it may have helped, Republicans pick up a couple of seats in that state. And the race may have been the benefit, but it's hard to believe with all the nonsense she was babbling about the last few weeks that...
She was an incoherent mess.
Yeah.
You know, she thought all the crime stories were imaginary. But he got 46% in New York in the last 20 years. You know, most of the other Republican candidates got in the 20s or 30s. So it was actually extremely good by that standard, and it did, get a lot of Republicans voting in certain districts. That was enough. I think they have more Republican congressmen now going to Washington from New York than they have Democrats.
Yeah.
Because most of upstate New York is Republican, and now they got a couple in the New York City area and out on Long Island. But I don't get it. I mean, I'm not a member of either party, but clearly the progressives have control of the Democratic Party, and they're the ones who are letting the criminals run amok and letting the homeless run amok. And that's not a political issue. That is just, you know, I want to get through the day without being killed. I want to get through the day without stepping on a needle or poo or being rushed by a vagrant.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The Moist Line is coming back around in just 2 days, so here's a heads up to leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. A lot of people do it that way, or you can just call the old toll-free number sitting there for years for you. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Heard a lot of ridiculous things when we cover the criminal justice system in California. But coming up after 4 o'clock, this may be a topper. The DA's office out of Riverside County says they have to dismiss hundreds of criminal court cases because there aren't enough judges.
That's stupid and ridiculous.
I don't.
Who is running Riverside County?
Would be the main people that run the government there, would they not? But the court system is separately elected.
Right, the Riverside County Superior Court, I guess,
yeah,
are they ultimately
system,
in
right.
charge? What a bunch of buffoons. Really, what a bunch of boobs.
Corbin Carson will be along after 4 o'clock for more detail, and I imagine some audio on the story, and we'll bring it to you here on the John and Ken Show. We'll continue to look at election results later on, too. It's like there's a lot of stories now about the new star of the Republican Party, Ron DeSantis.
Well, that was a hell of a blowout last night.
Yeah, he won easily in Florida, even won a county that's gone Democrat for like 20 years. And
that's the largest win in Florida history.
He's expected, like some think Newsom might be expected to run for president. But Biden was pretty certain today, I'm running. I'm going to be there next 24.
Biden and Trump should get off the stage.
I think you're right.
It's time. It's the era is over there.
It is.
And I don't think either one of them is going to be the nominee.
I think this is the end of Pelosi finally.
Because, too.
Well, yeah, if the Republicans gain control, she's not speaker. So somebody else will say, okay,
you've.
She also said in an interview that they're rethinking everything due to the attack on the husband. So I think she's finally going to step back.
Is she like, she's 82 years old?
Yeah, I think she's 82.
And Biden would be 82 at the start of his next term.
Yeah, but Feinstein's still hanging in there, so.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be.
She's up for re-election in 24, so.
Really?
If she hangs. Yeah. Yeah, Feinstein's seat is up in 2024. Yeah.
They all got to go. They all resign now. They really should. Because they've lost command of their faculties. It's not only they're just from an older generation, and I really don't think they understand what's going on in the world now, but they can't think or speak straight. None of them.
Today, Mark Zuckerberg made it official. Meta Platforms, Inc., he's the CEO. They are cutting more than 11,000 jobs. It is the first major round of layoffs in the history of Facebook/Meta. That's about 13% of the workforce. I like this. He addressed employees. He asked them to thank those who lost their jobs. Thank you for your service. Now get out the door. Employees outside North America will face uncertainty while the company sorts out who's affected. They're also extending their hiring freeze through the first quarter. It makes sense if you're laying people off.
No, their revenue is falling like a rock.
It is falling like a rock.
I mean,
the stock has plunged 71% this year through yesterday. It actually ticked up a little bit this afternoon on this announcement.
That means Zuckerberg has probably lost, you know, at least $70 million.
He lost more than half his wealth, didn't he? Or
yeah,
like that,
well, he would have lost 70% of his net worth if the stock went down 70%. Most everything.
Well, he may have other holdings and other things.
Yeah, but most of his worth was tied up in Facebook.
You should
stuff.
Diversify yourself. Don't put yourself all in your own company.
I have diversified myself.
Have you? Really?
It's very
pleasant. Don't strike me as very diverse.
But no, he's one day, I don't know, there'll be a day where people are going to go, hey, you remember Facebook? Because it's crashing now.
Now?
Its day is done. Like Elon Musk let go 50%. Imagine that, 50% of the workforce. And he said, I'm losing $4 million a day here. $4 million a day.
Oh, Twitter, yeah.
See, the Facebook thing, I don't know, did we talk about this? What's killing Facebook's advertising is Apple. You know the updates you get on your phone or your iPad? It says iOS 14.5.
Yeah.
One of those updates, as a default setting, it implanted a default setting that stops Facebook from tracking where you go on the internet. And Facebook was using all that data and selling it to advertisers who would then buy on the Facebook platform because they would have so much information about Facebook's customers because that little bug that they implanted, the cookie, was following you around all day and night, every day, on every web page you landed on. So they had this comprehensive algorithmic personality profile of you, and they knew exactly what kind of products to pitch you on your Facebook feed. Apple put in a little device that says, no, can't do that. And it's the default setting. It's automatically there. You have to go in and undo it if you want. And that apparently destroyed Facebook's revenue.
Well, we know the problem with Facebook that became Meta is that he's put a lot of money into the metaverse, which has been a bomb. We've talked about that many times over, where you can go into a make-believe land.
Oh,
pretend you're in the Lavatar running around.
Yeah, I saw a picture of what Mark Zuckerberg's avatar looked like.
Oh, I've seen it too. Yeah,
yeah, and it really looks like a shabby cartoon. I mean, I really thought it was going to be a surrealistic three-dimensional world that you'd lose yourself in.
Oh, really?
And this is just like watching, I don't know, the Flintstones of the 1960s. It just didn't hit me as anything. You got to wear a friggin' helmet on your head, too.
You got to wear virtual reality glasses or, yeah. Not a bad severance deal. U.S. workers who get cut by Meta, 16 weeks of their base salary is severance, 2 weeks for every year they worked at the company on top of that. So if you work for the company for 10 years, you're going to get another 20 weeks worth of pay. The company's also offering 6 months of health care coverage, as well as, I like this one, career services and immigration support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of...
Techies that came from Indian places? Or?
Yeah, well, I've heard that three-quarters of the workers at some of these tech companies are from overseas.
Wow.
Primarily India and China. And,
yeah, we learned about that with those visa programs and making cheaper labor, right?
Yeah, so a lot of these people might end up deported.
Right.
So Facebook has got to figure out how to legally get them to stay. But, what do these people do? Like, I want to see a focus group of, 25 of these people. And the question is, what is it you did?
I'm sure everybody had very complicated...
Describe your job exactly.
Titles, job titles, right?
How did you make America better? God.
Yeah, because apparently Facebook's social network is stagnating. Growth there has really flattened out.
Yeah,
so
it's
that's good. Why he made a pivot towards what he thinks is the next big thing, the metaverse, but that may be never.
Nobody wants to play it. The employees don't want to play it. In fact, there was like these angry memos from some of the managers just saying, how can we sell this? How can we tell people outside our company that they're going to love this when we don't love it and we're not playing? And people wrote back saying, because it sucks. It's no fun. I'm not wasting my time on this.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. All right, well, we'll continue to monitor any election results. But again, if you're in LA County, they're not going to provide another update till Friday. So whatever results are sitting out there this afternoon, we'll sit there for another couple of days.
They're taking tomorrow off?
They're working day and night, John, and going through all the envelopes.
They worked late last night, and they're tired. And... they need a sick day tomorrow.
Well, last night was about processing the people like you that voted in person. Now they have to catch up with all of the ballots that got dropped off or mailed in that are still arriving.
Now it's time to begin the fraud.
And we told you yesterday they have to stare at the ballot first. Don't even open the envelope. Mm-hmm. They have to look at that signature, validate all that information on the outside of the envelope, and then they can look at the contents.
Yeah, that's an efficient system. Good.
Yes, it is.
And we'll find out in June what happened.
We'll be talking about some of the races and where they stand and how they might change coming up later on. After 4 o'clock, Corbin Carson will come here with the weird criminal justice story of the day. Riverside County says, we don't have enough judges, so we're going to have to dismiss cases. We'll find out what kind of cases they are. I hope it's just like marijuana stuff, or I have no idea. Anyway, he'll be along after the news at 4 o'clock to talk about that weird story. We've talked in the past about the shooter of Ronald Reagan, who apparently is now a free man, John Hinckley Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He was freed completely in June from court oversight. That was 1981. What happened just months earlier in December of 1980? That was the death of John Lennon. We're coming up on 42 years, December 8th, 1980. And the man that did that has been up for parole 12 times. Why would you do that? Mark David Chapman is now 67 years old. Apparently, they just released some documents because this parole hearing was in August. They did deny him parole for the 12th time. But whatever the rules are there, he keeps getting a chance at parole and he keeps trying it.
Every 2 years or so?
Yeah, this was murder. I mean, shot Reagan, of course, barely. He hurt the press secretary, James Brady. But this was outright murder of Lennon. Why would you be paroling this guy ever? Should be given the death penalty.
Well, I guess they didn't have the death penalty, obviously, right?
Yeah, what about life without parole? What about LWOP?
I don't remember why he
got this chance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was gonna...
So he's admitted that... He knew it was wrong to kill John Lennon, but I couldn't help myself. I was seeking fame. There was evil in my heart. And in case you forgot, earlier in the day, John Lennon actually signed an autograph for Mark David Chapman. It was his recently released album, Double Fantasy. Chapman bought the gun 3 months before the shooting, and he traveled to New York City from Hawaii to carry out the crime. I didn't know that. Is that where he's from, or is that where he was at the time?
I was looking up his background. The first question we had was why that sentence. The defense, he entered a guilty plea. The defense was trying to claim psychiatric issues.
Of course.
And the judge, after a lot of back and forth, the judge ordered psychiatric treatment for Chapman and then sentenced him to 20 years to life. 5 years less than the maximum sentence of 25 to life. So at the time in New York, that was the top sentence, 25 to life. And then you'd get a parole hearing, I guess, every couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know how often they come up, but he's already served. I mean, this crime is 40 years old. I don't know when the sentence was handed out, but he certainly passed the 25-year.
Yeah, he got in charge with second-degree murder. So right there, you end up with a lesser sentence because it's not first degree.
Wow.
And more than a dozen psychologists and psychiatrists interviewed Chapman 6 months prior to his trial. And six defense experts said he was psychotic, five diagnosed paranoid schizophrenia. One thought it was more manic depression. But he had delusions and he had various personality disorders.
He's got another parole hearing in February of 2024. That's only a year and some months away.
Yeah, I think he's going to get it roughly every 2 years.
Sooner or later, they're just going to give in, right? He told the board that murdering John Lennon was my big answer to everything. I wasn't going to be a nobody anymore. Not going to blame anything else or anybody else for bringing me there. I knew what I was doing. I knew it was evil. I knew it was wrong. But I wanted the fame so much, I was willing to give everything and take a human life. Well, guess what? you got your fame, even if it's infamy. Now you stay in prison for the rest of your life. There's no reason to parole you. You actually knew the deal you were making. I mean, that's, the parole board did deny him, but they're going to get to that point where he's going to be, I don't know what New York has, what, the elderly release? He's 67, but maybe in the next 5 or 10 years, he might qualify for one of those kinds of merciful deals. Fair. There was evil in my heart. I wanted to be somebody, and nobody was going to stop that.
He was angry that Lenin would preach love and peace, but yet still have millions of dollars. He told us to imagine no possessions, and there he was with millions of dollars in yachts and farms and country estates, laughing at people like me, Chapman, who believed the lies and bought the records and built a big part of their lives around his music.
Oh, wow. He really took everything literally, didn't he?
Yeah, he was listening to Lennon's solo albums in the weeks before the murder. I'd listen to his music, and I would get angry at him for saying that he didn't believe in God, that he just believed in himself and Yoko. He didn't believe in the Beatles. This was another thing that angered me. I just wanted to scream out loud, who does he think he is, saying these things about God and heaven and the Beatles? Jeez. Saying that he doesn't believe in Jesus and things like that.
The comparable crazy thing today would be people who get angry over the climate change celebrities fly these private planes, right?
Yeah.
That's, another case of being a phony.
He
heard a lot of people all over the place, and if somebody wants to hate me, that's okay. I get it, he said. Yeah, you're right. It was just a 20 years to life sentence. That's quite a span.
He's got a very damaged brain, personality disorders, and you just lock these. If you don't kill him, you lock him up forever. Because if they let him out, he'd still have the personality disorders. He'd still have the damaged brain that never goes away. I don't know why these progressive idiots can't fathom this.
I've said this many times before. I'm tired of the brain disorders. He says he's evil. Let's take him at his word. There are evil people.
Kill him.
And you keep them locked up. It's that simple. All right? I realize that a lot of people think anyone that would take another life has to be out of their mind. You can believe that, but I also believe they're just plain evil. That's their bent. Especially like the serial killers and people like that who just want to take a human life because that's how they're hardwired. All right, coming up next, we'll be talking to Corbin Carson, KFI News, about this bizarre story from the criminal justice system out of Riverside County, where apparently the DA says, I've got to drop some charges against some criminals because we don't have enough judges. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.